AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. U.S. and Ukrainian officials say they've made progress toward ending the Russia-Ukraine war. To reporters in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says his meeting with Ukrainian envoys is probably the most productive and meaningful meeting they've had in this Trump administration.
We're working through making some changes, some adjustments, in the hopes of furthering narrowing the differences and getting closer to something that both Ukraine and obviously the United States are very comfortable with. Obviously, this will ultimately have to be signed off by our presidents, although I feel very comfortable about that happening given the progress we've made.
Some European allies fear a U.S. plan being discussed is too favorable to Russia. A law enforcement task force dispatched by President Trump to Memphis has made thousands of arrests since September. Officials in the Tennessee city are concerned about the strain on the local court system and overcrowded jail. AP correspondent Donna Warder has an update on the abduction of schoolchildren in Nigeria.
A Catholic school in Nigeria's Niger State in the north-central part of the country, where more than 300 schoolchildren were abducted, say 50 of the children have escaped and are back with their families. Pope Leo has called for the release of the 253 remaining children, as well as 12 teachers. 38 worshipers who were kidnapped during a deadly church attack in central Nigeria have regained their freedom, according to the governor of Kwara State. I'm Donna Warder.
The FAA is preparing for its busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years. Transportation authorities expect to screen more than 17.8 million people. Travel experts recommend staying informed about weather, traffic, and airport wait times. This is AP News. John F. Kennedy's granddaughter has revealed her terminal cancer diagnosis. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Another Kennedy tragedy. Tatiana Slossberg, John F. Kennedy's granddaughter, revealing she has terminal cancer and may live for only about another year. The 35-year-old's mother is Caroline Kennedy, who is JFK's daughter. Schlossberg shared the news in an essay in The New Yorker, where she says, "I have added a new tragedy to her life, to our family's life, and there's nothing I can do to stop it." Last year, after the birth of her second child, she was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, a fast-growing cancer of the blood and bone marrow. In her essay, she slams her cousin, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s policies, including cuts to cancer research. Julie Walker, New York.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.